95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Josh and Amelia from SR Perot World Headquarters, back bringing us brand new flavors. I mean, fresh off the dots. It's the Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer and a couple of good fruit tastes on the front end. I see two more varieties in this variety pack. What's next?
Strawberry.
Oh, okay.
You know, strawberry.
Strawberry.
I don't know how you did this, but it's exactly how we had our cam set up.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Guy, yeah. go ahead and tell him. Guy came over the holidays. He put some cameras in. If you guys will just wave now. Go ahead and wave at the cameras. And Guy,
hey, put that finger down.
He did not put one in the bathroom. There's not one in the bathroom. So you guys are good to go. At least not in the women's.
By the way, I've been giving gentlemen pours with these.
Yes, thank you very much. This is a very healthy amount of hard lemonade seltzer. And again, if you missed it on the front end, we're talking about this is the combination of the Mike's Hard Lemonade that you know, and then now we've thrown the seltzer in it, but we've taken a bunch of the... I mean, there's almost nothing in this calorie-wise.
Right, yep. Right. That's why I love it. Gluten-free, I can drink these and still be in great shape. You know, I'm all on that seltzer game.
And what's our ABV again on these?
These are 5%.
Oh, man. Okay.
This one smells like strawberry jam or that sauce that they would... Or the sauce that they would put on top of a cheesecake.
Oh, wow. That's a real strawberry.
Okay,
okay, this is not that sweet licorice strawberry. This is like a real strawberry, right, Amelia? That's
wow.
Yeah. I was going to say that it reminds me of like a frozen strawberry Minute Maid like I used to get at the Daytona ballpark when I was a kid.
Well, throwback.
Something about it, like the strawberry, the lemonade, I don't know.
So I have this weird associations when it comes to fruit flavors.
Right.
Like I said, the mango kind of reminds me of bubblegum. Strawberry typically to me tastes like chapstick.
Right. Yes, I get it.
This does not have that same quality. It actually tastes like strawberry, which is very, very nice.
Yeah. And you put an actual strawberry in a fruit salad for me. I'm going to pop that thing out because I don't like all of those strawberry seeds. I don't like it. It takes me hours to pick those tiny little seeds out of my mouth. But this is all the flavor of a real strawberry without the aggravation of scraping your tongue.
And the tartness from the lemon.
Right. That's true. It does not have a that back end that makes you think that you just ate, as Josh said, has some chapstick or perhaps a candle. It's nothing like that at all. We're losing weight as we do this, so this is a great thing, too.
If you guys want to know where to get these, you go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
Like I said, these are extremely new. And they'll get out in the distribution as time goes on. But, definitely check out the website and see where you can find them starting off.
Oh, see, I like this. Like a little, we're giving everybody a sneak peek. You can only get right here on The Morning Hog. That's the only place you'll know about this. Unless you work with Josh and Amelia or spy on them or surveil them. All right,
apparently there's already cameras.
Yeah, right. So be careful as you're opening that last can. Guy, what do you got over there? What's that
one? The last one is pineapple.
Oh, you've saved my favorite for last. I love pineapples.
I don't know if I've ever heard of pineapple lemonade, so I am curious. Ooh, it smells good.
I have cored my own pineapple because I bought one of those pineapple things, and I left it in the fridge for a long time, and it kind of started to turn, but it basically tasted to me like pineapple lemonade because it had a little tartness to it. I can already tell this is going to be better than that, though.
Better than a plain pineapple hard seltzer to me.
That's
about
really good.
The lemon combo makes it really kick butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like you really have the fruit sunk into a seltzer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very impressive. Like you said, I definitely have those issues, and this is not one of those products. Mm.
I think this is fabulous.
All the liquid here is clear. It's completely clear. And if you're looking for the package on the shelf, it comes in a black package, you know, with yellow highlights, you know, Mike's Hard Lemonade. And the cans are black as well. So I actually feel really cool holding a can of this because it looks...
It's popping. If this was, these cans were football jerseys on a team, I would not want to play them. I would be afraid we'd lose.
Exactly. It's tough.
And heading into NFL playoff weekend, I feel like this is maybe a great idea. I don't think you need to combo these with anything. I think these are fine by themselves. You can go deep 5%.
Yeah.
You can still find out if your wagers on the games have held up, and or drown your sorrows. Either way, they work, you know?
Yeah, I already drowned mine last week, so it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring that up. I'm sorry. Believe me, I did not expect to have my Cleveland Browns still in the playoffs, so I'm going to be...
Yeah, with these Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzers, if you're a guy and you're like, no, no, I'm really not going into the seltzers.
I'm a guy.
You need to get these.
Yeah.
And ladies, you're going to absolutely love them.
Yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, so go srparrot.com/beerfinder. You chase them down. And again, if you don't see them anywhere yet, don't panic. It's new. It's fresh.
Exactly.
Josh and Amelia have not been able to drive around to all the locations in Volusia County and drop them off.
I personally deliver each case to every single store.
That's what we tell everybody, you know? like Santa's elves, you know, you just drop these things off and work year-round. Well, that's beautiful. That is a great start. And again, if you still got New Year's resolutions intact, which I don't, but one of them is to try to be a little healthier, maybe shave a few calories off, this is the perfect beverage for you.
Yep.
I agree.
Freshly squeezed just for you. My Carb Lemonade Seltzer.
Right from Amelia's juicer to your face.
Hope I can say that. We good? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for these very, very new flavors. Thank you, Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer. And cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, I definitely have to find out where to get these and pick some up for my wife.
Wow.
I am pleasantly surprised. This might be my new one. Especially, usually I hate the pineapple stuff, but that might be my favorite one.
That really was, honestly, I was like, wow, that's like a real pineapple taste. That's really good.
That's good.
I think my favorite was the mango.
Well, after the actual mango that I cut up and tried some of, I was like, this is terrible. I don't like mango at all. But like, now I have renewed faith in mango. It's like a little bit, brought me back a little bit.
God, they're good.
Really good.
Yeah?
You want to try it?
Is that mango strawberry? Of course. Of course, mixed master.
Of course.
Yeah. Ain't shy. Ain't scared. We got plenty of
extra. So are we going to try to reschedule lunch at some point?
Yeah, so we try to reschedule lunch, and then we can
maybe talk this about Friday if you guys can do it, because I'm going to be in town still, because I have a show on Saturday in Ormond.
Is that a possibility?
Troy's Pub.
I don't know where that's at.
On Nova. They've been trying to get me for a while, and I finally talked them into paying me.
There you go.
Is that a doable for everybody Friday?
Friday is doable for me this week.
Yeah, okay. All right. You want to do like is McKay's getting another good one, or you guys pick? I don't care.
Oh, I don't care either. Whatever.
All right.
Don't care.
Sure.
All right. Let's say Friday.
McKay's classic.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's 11-ish.
Is that where they have one of the memes on draft right now?
No, he went through his real fast.
Damn. I'm trying to find this beer on draft.
Which one?
All you have to do is ask me, take a picture.
Which one?
It was two half walls and something else.
The half walls are too far away.
Oh, that's right. The Port Orange half wall.
Yeah, which no one's ever at.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never see anybody at that one. And, I live down right by the other one, so doesn't seem like the Port Orange one, which seems like it should get more traffic, but it doesn't.
It's on that, for some reason, that corridor, once you turn off of, what is that, Clyde Morris?
Yeah.
For some reason, those businesses don't do well. But, I mean, I've been in there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the week, and there's only ever two or three people in there.
Wow,
if you're lucky. It's never busy. And they have 107 taps.
Holy God. What does New Smyrna have? Do they have the same number?
Do what?
Does New Smyrna have the same number of tap? Well, they do more business.
Oh, New Smyrna has 76, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. They should flip flop that.
They should. New Smyrna is typically pretty busy.
Well, the next time you go to New Smyrna, you got to let me know, because it's so close to my place. I'm just stumble over there. Yeah, I mean, I'm in Edgewater, but it's a, you know, a cool 7-minute car ride at 35 miles an hour. All right. Friday 11-ish. We're on.
Okay, that's good.
I'm scheduling good. Nothing. I love this. This is good. And by the way, that's our ratings day. So you will hear the puckering of our cheeks as we enjoy ourselves. And then as far as our plan of attack for this, are you due for when was your last Q contact, Susie?
Well, I talked to her on the phone last Friday, but it was about something else, and I reached out to them. I saw Tremble on New Year's Eve, and he said that he was trying to figure out a way to get us back.
That's right.
He said it to my face.
Well, it's funny that he's trying to find a way to get you back.
Third time he said it to my face.
Yeah, yeah.
When I see him out, he always says it, and then, like, when I follow up with an email, it's always, we're trying to figure it out. And I'm just like... And
I'm Susie right now. That's funny.
What's funny is they can figure out how to get people in their studio and WNDV, but they can't figure out how to get you two in here.
Like, there's got to be something more to this that they're not being upfront with me about.
Well, it's such a
I'm weird, telling you, it's us.
I don't know. I mean, I wish we knew. I mean, I wish we had a clue other than the fact that we're the only show in the morning here other than Vibe, and we're the only show that has the critiquing that we go through. So I don't know. But yeah, the armor seems like it's been chinked now. So maybe one of those fresh contacts will stir it up. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous for a, you know, what would not even take an hour.
Right.
You know, it isn't like the,
it's like, you know, if I was thinking about that too. I'm like, what's the problem? Because sometimes we hung out for a while. It's like, okay, what if, like, because I need to get back to the office. And I need to get the rest of my day done. So it's like, okay, what we're in from 10:15 to 11:30 max. Two shows, come in twice a month,
exactly.
And let's do that. Let's come up with the freaking schedule. Let's do it.
Love it.
And I want to get a professional videographer in there so that they can start filming all of us. I can quit holding the fucking camera. They put the video together because I spend so much time doing this. This project is.
I like.
And then posting it, it's like, my God.
This is why Mike became our least reliable source, because he was like, it's too much time. It's killing me. And we were like, well, he could have told us, but I didn't know. I thought he had an efficient way to do it, but I get it from, you know, because of that from your side too. Well, that I feel like that's a, I mean, you talk about you guys walking through the door twice a month.
Yeah.
Not unlike the studio right next to ours. And the news talk that has people on 4 days a week that walk in the building with masks, go in their studio,
I'm going to tell them, we're coming in twice a month, starting this date, and this is what we're fucking doing. This is bullshit.
I like it.
I was like two hairs away from sending an angry email yesterday, and I was like, you know what? Stop it. I need to just walk away from this today.
I like to write the email and then... not send.
That's my
jam.
That way I get it out.
You with my boss copied.
Oh, that is my jam right there. Write it.
Like I was like, I need to lay the fuck off.
I get it.
You could just tell them, hey, we see other social medias. We see when you have people in. We hear when you have people in.
Yeah. That's what I told my boss too. I was like, they have other people in the studio. I don't know what the deal is.
And maybe the hook.
You know what? I'm going to lay down the law. Maybe. I'm going to email them, and I'm going to lay down the law, and I'm going to say, this is what we're doing. Like, fuck you.
Maybe the hook is, too, that you can say, when you're dropping off the beer, you see people walking in the building that are guests on the studio right next to ours, right?
I come to the studio every week already.
So you see people.
Assholes.
Who are We need Amelia as our agent.
Yes.
Yeah. Personal agent.
Yeah, yeah. Work up a rate card. We'll talk about it Friday. All right. We'll give you an update. You give us an update, but Friday's on.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you guys.
See you. Right, thank you.
Bye.